I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's the 18th annual WEEI Nessun Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
You know, they always say that, you know, dreams come true at Disney. But for me, the dreams come true as soon as you walk into the Jimmy Fund.
Help us strike out cancer by dialing 877-738-1234 or text KCANCER to 20222 to make a $25 gift. Now live from Fenway Park, it's the Greg Hill Show with Greg Hill and Danielle Murr.
You can call 877-738-1234 if you'd like to donate this morning or all day today on day number one of the 18th annual WEEI Nessun Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You can also text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. And it is Tuukka Rask who joins us here at Fenway Park, back from visiting home. And I'm wondering if you're over. How long does it take to get over what happened in Game 7? Because I'm not over it yet. No,
I don't think you ever get over that.
You never get.
You're still getting flashbacks. But, you know, you get to realize it's only sports.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
How long does it take to realize that it's only sports? I mean,
Not too long. I think it was just a few days, and you're kind of like, because you're so in the groove and used to playing and practicing every day, and that's just, well, I don't have to do anything now. I think that's the biggest kind of change. But, it takes a couple of days.
I feel like it was weird series-wise because you guys were both better playing on each other's ice. I mean,
yes.
Home ice was not an advantage in that Stanley Cup final.
It is weird. Did we go 1-3 at home, I think, in that series?
Yes, yes.
If you're a betting man, probably wouldn't have, guessed that. But that's just how hockey goes sometimes. And you know, it's kind of, each team is kind of like on top different nights, and then it comes down to one game, and, you know, it's a coin toss. So we end up losing.
Do you stay off Twitter after something like that for a month or two? Or like,
I don't, yeah. I get off Instagram and Twitter last year. Yeah, probably better choice that
Good
way.
Good choice. Yeah. Really, really yeah. sound choice. Yeah.
Smart. Yeah.
Really sound choice.
Yeah, don't play in the mud with everyone else down there. No. Nothing good happens after midnight, and nothing good on social media.
Yeah, you're not going to win that battle.
No.
How was, I assume you went home.
Yes.
How was it? Did you, like, stare aimlessly out at the fjords or whatever?
Pretty much.
By the way, Fitzy, that's not an automobile. That's a body of water in Finland.
No?
The fjord?
I don't think we have the fjords. They're up in Norway.
You don't have the fjords?
They're up north in Norway.
Oh, okay.
But whatever. Right. Close enough. Yeah. We left after, a week or so. It's good to go home and just relax and unwind. You know, it was a long season, and I noticed that, there's a lot of fans who actually pay attention to Bruins, and once you go that long, they feel bad for you, and everywhere you go, they stop and have an opinion. So it was good for me to go home and kind of just unwind. We were home for 7 weeks, and I had to interrupt my vacation, come here, because I thought you were in trouble or something, because I got a text that the Hillman show was quitting or something, and I'm like, yeah, can I change my flights and come check on you?
Well, we're going, no, just a new station. Don't
just
worry.
A new station. It's all good.
Everything's fine. I hope. I mean, listen, we had on the old show, Tuukka was kind enough to judge our greatest Italian sub competition, celebrity judge. And I'm hoping that maybe we'll do something like that
on
the new show.
I think
him.
We talked about the beer tasting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got to do that.
Yeah.
Not during the season.
No. Of course not.
How dare you?
Nobody drinks beer during the season.
Well, listen. I mean, I think ignoring the end of the year last year. I mean, I think you got to feel pretty positive about this year coming up.
Yeah, I think it's always good when your team's not changing a whole lot. you know, I think we get the same, we've had the same core group of guys for many, many years, and then we've added pieces to it, and it's been working great. You know, Butchie's been coaching us, you know, tremendously, and Donnie's doing a great job managing everything. So I think we have all the pieces. It's just a matter of, I think, with the run we had last year, it's such a grind and long run that I think you have to be mentally fresh to start the new year, and that'll be our biggest challenge because we have the skill and talent. But
I'm Instagram Live, by the way, if you want to see Tuca and you want to see what we're doing down here with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Greg Hill, WEEI, is my Instagram. So follow me. We're Instagram Live right now with Tuca.
So one thing Brady has talked about a lot before, Tuca, is that the Patriots play so deep into the playoffs so often that it's almost like he's played an additional three or four NFL seasons on top of the 20 seasons he's played, mm-hmm. and that it's tougher to recover and get ready for the next season. So what do you do when you play deep into June and a lot of other teams finish their season in early April to get ready for the October start of the season?
I think the mental aspect is the biggest thing, especially if it's a disappointing loss like that. You have to just kind of unwind and try to forget about hockey as much as you can. But then again, you only have, you know, 2.5-3 months until the next season starts, so you got to take a month for your body to recover. So it's a really small window to kind of, you know, recover and then try to get back in shape. I think that, you know, if you can just kind of like do something and stay somewhat in shape and keep skating, that'll help you, you know, start the new season, because you know you only have a couple months between the games. But I think the mentally, it's such a grind hockey season. You know, you play 82 games plus 25 possibly, so mentally it's very draining, and the fresher mentally you can be, the better off you are. I think
the Red Sox apologists like Ken Laird would say that there is a World Series hangover, and that is what has plagued the Red Sox this year. You hockey guys would never use an excuse like that. But you don't feel like there's going to be a hangover heading into this season for you guys.
Well, we didn't win, so I don't know what kind of a hangover that's going to be. But I think that's what you hear a lot. Different sports, you hear the same words. But as players, you always had to go out there, and you get paid to play, so you have to be at your best and be ready to play. So there's no time to talk about hangovers at no point.
How many years do you think Big Z has left?
Well, how many years is Brady going to play?
Bingo. Yeah. Bingo. Is there a TB12 for the Bruins, by the way?
I think Z was starting some kind of a brand there. I don't know what it's called, but he had these hats and whatnot. But yeah, I think he's on the same program as Tommy.
I mean, there was, it really bothered me at points during the playoff run where there were some who felt like he should have sat, or that he should have, you know, when it came to the time that he got, that it was too much. I mean, he's right in front of you. You get to see him play all the time. I mean, you certainly feel like you want him there as much as he wants to be there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's so much more that goes into the game than just the game on the ice. You know, he's been around for 20-some years, and he's been our leader for I don't even know how many years. And you know, his presence in the locker room and off the ice is so huge for everybody in the team that I think that just gives us the lift, even on the ice. You know, he's a great player in the penalty kill and in the net front. He cuts so many passes that helps me. That those are the things that people don't necessarily realize when they're just watching the game. But, you know, that's why I don't pay attention to media, because you have that kind of people that
you mean
understand.
You're not listening? You don't listen to sports radio? You don't pay attention?
I'm going to stop listening to your guys' show, too, when our season starts. Really? I know you're going to turn your jacket around, too, pretty quick.
Are two you losses? Kidding me?
No. I would never doubt you.
No. We'll be there right to, I mean, vodka chug, right?
Yeah, to the,
right
to the,
right
to the bitter
right,
end.
Right to the bitter end, like it was last year.
Yes. That's what I love about you.
I know you've been a part of this event here at WEEI for a few years, and it's an amazing, amazing thing to see.
It really is. I think I've been around since I got here, usually doing the Nesson telecast and then sometimes the radio, but, you know, and it's, the longer you stay in the same town, you know, you kind of see these kids kind of grow and you know, get better and whatnot. And it's an amazing event, and people do such a great job. And, you know, we just try to be, as athletes, we try to help as much as we can. And, you know, if it's just donating some money or showing up to here and shaking some hands and seeing kids, it's really heartwarming for us.
Well, I was saying earlier, I feel like when you hear about kind of behind the scenes, how many times – your Bruins teammates and you go to visit patients. It's a unique thing, I think. I think Boston, you know, and probably I'm being a homer here, but it seems to me like I hear from more nurses and doctors and families about visits that are made that aren't made publicly, and that you guys do it all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been our you know thing for the past 10-15 years. We're trying to kind of have that culture within the Bruins, that when the young kids come in, they know that that's part of the profession. You have to go there. You can go there, and you get to go there. And I think it's luxury of playing in Boston, in the city. You have so many sports teams and so many great hospitals that you can actually just go and visit all kinds of different hospitals. And a lot of cities don't have that. So I think we as athletes, you know, if we can, you know, make kids smile and help their day to get better, I mean, what's better than that? And I've got two kids now, so, you know, I think it just, you know, becomes more important to, you know, if you can help other kids and make their day better. So
how old are the kids?
They're 5 and 3.
5 and 3?
Yeah.
Do we have a goaltender in the mix?
I got two girls, so I hope not. I'm pushing away from hockey.
You're pushing them away from hockey?
I don't need to be standing in the cold ice rinks when I'm done playing.
Soccer? I mean, what's it going to be?
Maybe soccer, tennis, gymnastics, dancing, whatever. It's just not hockey. But if they want to play, they play. I'm not going to deny them.
Well, one of your former teammates who blew off the show twice last week because he was overserved... has called in this morning, and it's our pleasure to welcome Sean Thornton to the show. Thornton, good morning.
Good morning. Morjesta, Tux.
Morjesta, morjesta. What's up?
Do you guys, by the way, do you guys still own the boat together, or has that been sold?
Sold.
That's a good question. Is it gone?
We don't have it, Thornton. We don't have it. Don't ask.
Is that code?
It's in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, is it an insurance thing?
I mean, exactly. The insurance money's coming soon.
Wait, Thornton, did you not get your cut? Tuukka sold the boat that you bought together, and did you not get a cut of it?
Tuukka's been nice enough to carry to float the bills for the last however many years, so whatever he got, he earned.
Well, I mean, he makes goalie money, not tough guy money. So I think that's
money, exactly.
Although, I mean, now you're an NHL executive, you're probably doing pretty well.
Not even close to as good as you, though, man.
Wow. So, Thornton, you have also been a part of this WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon for several years. And we've been talking all morning with the doctors and the nurses and those who are fighting cancer about what an extraordinary place Dana-Farber is.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to visit a bunch. I've gotten to know Lisa and them over there fairly well over the past, whatever, 10, 12 years. I can't remember the first time I went in there. It was so long ago. But, you know, they do amazing work. A lot of the hospitals in the area, you know, it's just remarkable when you walk in and see what they're doing with the kids daily. And you know, how the kids actually react is the most heartwarming thing. That, you know, the stuff they're going through, and they always have a smile on their face, really, you know, I always said, puts things in perspective for spoiled professional athletes such as ourselves, former professional for me. But, yeah, amazing work, and happy to try and give a little bit each year to help out where we can.
Well, we're up to $85,183, which has been given so far this morning. And I think it's possible, Thornton, that you're going to put us over the $100,000 mark this morning. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're the foundation's to give $25K again this year. So you can put it up on the board.
All right, thanks to the Sean Thornton Foundation, we can put $25,000 up on the board. We even have a big check here, which I will hold with my tiny little hands.
You get it at Grand Prize Bank, Greg.
And that's amazing. And I want to point out, Sean, that you were here last week for your golf tournament for the foundation, and there's something about Boston where you continue to be really, really active with your foundation. And I think what that means is that you really wish that you were a senior vice president of the Boston Bruins.
You wouldn't be on WEI if you weren't trying to get me in trouble, huh?
And that, you know, maybe if Cam is listening or any of the Jacobs family, you'd be open to some kind of a discussion about that. Is that true?
So Tuca is a board member of the Sean Thornton Foundation, so he is more than willing to take the photo op with the big check if you so are inclined to.
I'm still in. That's
you're
great.
You're still in.
Nice
you're
deflection, still. Thordy.
But it actually looks like a real-sized check in Tuca's hands. That's the thing.
All right. Well, I know you wish the greatest of seasons for Tuca this upcoming season, right, Thordy?
I do every time he's not against us. I always, you know, he knows. I'm always pulling for him. My daughter's actually obsessed with Tuca now since he's been to the house a couple times. She saw him on TV, so everything is Tuca time at the house.
that's great.
A little disturbing, but I do miss it up there. I wish the timing aligned with my tournament and the Jimmy Fund like it has the last few years, so I could have been there in person. But at least I can call in and give a little bit of a donation.
Well, it's a great donation, and thanks to you and everybody who's a part of your foundation for doing that. Nick, I'm shocked you're not going to ask Thordy what his favorite fight was. I mean, you asked Tom Brady what his favorite throw was.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go down do the Bruins honk question of the week. Sean, what was your favorite on-ice fight, buddy?
My least favorite was John Scott. I know that. Favorite? I'm not sure I really enjoyed any of them, but... I don't know, man. I was in like 400 and something. I can't remember my favorite one. I just remember the ones I got beat up in.
Wow.
At Tuca, least you remember something.
What about you? Do you have a favorite Thordy fight?
No. Like he said, there's so many of them that I can't. I do remember a favorite moment, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He had a penalty shot against.
I'm a little afraid right now.
I think he had a penalty shot. I forget who it was against, but like he had done this backhand toe drag move in practice, which is like totally ridiculous. Yeah. So then he like somehow gets a penalty shot in a game, which is, you know, impossible for that guy. And then he skates towards me and kind of like winks and like, should I do it? I'm like, yeah, you absolutely should do it. I'm thinking no way he's going to do it. Then he goes and like backhand toe drags the goalie and like scored. It's unbelievable. What? Look that up, people.
This is a highlight of the career. A highlight of the career in Boston, Thordy.
Well, I mean, putting the trophy over my head was probably better, but that and the fact that I used to work on Tukes all the time gave me the confidence coming through practice. So I was like, if it works on him, it can work on Pavlik or whoever I was shooting on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're missed here in Boston, Thordy. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Good work, buddy.
Thank you. Missed you guys too. Talk to you.
All right. That's Sean Thornton. Tuca, thanks for being here today.
No problem. Thank you.
We can't wait for the season to get underway. There's a lot of us who have high expectations and are still miserable over what happened. So a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Well, nothing's changed in last year, I guess.
Yeah.
Every year's pressure.
You're ready to get
it's all
going?
All good fun. All right. Not yet. A couple more weeks.
All right. A couple more weeks. A little golf. A little golf.
Little chillax,
family time.
Workout.
Yeah. All right.
Perfect.
Well, thanks for being here and being a part of this.
Thank you, guys.
All right. The WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation, and we will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We need your help.
This place is magical. Like, it truly is. Like, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, it just represents hope. And it just represents everyone that walks through those doors feels like they have a home here.
Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. Now back to the Greg Hill Show and the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
We are at Fenway Park for day number one of the Radio Telethon. If you want to call and you want to donate, the number is 877-738-1234. Or you can text. The text number is 20222. And all you have to do to make a $25 donation is text KCANCER to that number, 20222. And with us this morning to share his experience at Dana-Farber is Camden Bailey. And actually, the whole Bailey family has come here with you. You guys are from New Hampshire.
Yes.
And we're delighted to have you here this morning.
Yes, thanks for having us.
I think we've heard a lot this morning from doctors and from patients and nurses, kind of about the experience at Dana-Farber. But those of us who haven't gone through what you have gone through don't necessarily know what it's like. So from you and your dad Chris is here with you and the whole family's here, kind of take us a little bit into your journey and how you ended up at Dana-Farber.
So my doctor at home suggested to come to Boston when I was first diagnosed, and they told me I could choose between Dana-Farber or MaineMed, and really the whole atmosphere I just fell in love with at Dana-Farber, so they really convinced me to stay.
You went, you've gone on the, we've heard a lot about the spring training trip, and you got to go on the spring training trip.
Yeah.
And so, without those who continue to give year after year to this, there may not be a spring training trip. Tell us about what that was like.
The spring training trip was a lot of fun. We basically just got a weekend away from everything and just got to be in the warm weather in Florida, get away from the winter here, and meet some players. It was a lot of fun.
Dad, I mean, the whole family is here. You got your Camden's Crusaders shirts on, and you brought us some bracelets that we can wear. Kind of share with everybody the experience from a father's perspective of going through what you guys have gone through.
Well, it's been quite a whirlwind and life-changing, of course, for all of us, but in particular, Camden, he had a partial leg amputation as a result, so his life is forever changed, both physically and mentally. You know, for our family, obviously, it's been a trying time, but we've had incredible support from our community up north in Mount Washington Valley in New Hampshire, and then of course everybody at the Jimmy Fund and Boston Children's Hospital, and everybody's just been incredible the whole time. And you know, you walk into the Jimmy Fund, and I guess I would just get kind of a sense of comfort knowing that my son, you know, Camden, was getting the best possible care, and so that was very reassuring.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's one of the things when you go and you visit that you experience, is that it's about, from not only from Camden's perspective as a patient, but your perspective as a family, it's about everybody kind of feeling comfortable about being there while going through the worst part. I mean, as a dad, it's the worst possible thing that you think about when it comes to your kids. But it seems like Dana-Farber just does an incredible job of not only treating the patient, but also treating the family, essentially.
Very much so. I mean, you walk in and everybody is always so welcoming and sounds odd, but happy, yeah. You know, and uplifting and smiling and just, you know, go out of their way to make you feel comfortable, even on the worst days. And so it really is, you know, a special place in that sense.
Tell us a little bit about Camden's Crusaders. Like, so how does everybody get a t-shirt? How can everybody be a part of this?
I don't know how, but if you can, to come to our family, we have bracelets you can give out, stickers and all that. I don't think we have any more shirts.
No more shirts?
Yeah.
That's all right. Probably wouldn't really fit popular. Me. Probably wouldn't fit me anyway.
It was as kind of a way to give back. Last summer, as we were in the midst of all of this, we were just overwhelmed with, you know, the support we had gotten, and we're just so, you know, kind of excited for the care that he was receiving. So we had a good friend, owner of the Bryan Company, made the t-shirts for us, and then we sold them, and we gave half of the money to a local cancer charity up north known as Jen's Friends that helps families. And then we gave the other half of the proceeds to the Jimmy Fund as kind of a thank you for everything they've been doing for us.
Well, and I think that's that's another part of this, is the family, while, you know, focusing on, in your case, on Camden and on getting him better, you also have, you know, your life to lead. You also have to try to go to work. You have to try to take care of the rest of the family. So that's a really difficult thing in all of this.
Yeah, you know, certainly was a challenge. And of course, his brothers, we wanted to try to keep, you know, his their lives as normal as possible, you know, all involved in sports and so forth. And so it was definitely a challenge, but you know, we're here today, and you know,
and we're glad you are.
Camden, I hear that you want to possibly someday be a trainer or a physical therapist. What about that appeals to you? Were you influenced by the people that you worked with at Dana-Farber?
Yes, yeah, very influenced by them. Also, I've gone through a lot of physical therapy, and I've just been really mesmerized and like really interested in everything that they do.
And I'm sure you want to give back too,
yeah,
you know, because you've gone through so much great, so many things with wonderful people that were able to help you. And I know that everything you've gone through, like you, out of anybody, would be able to understand the struggle of someone who's coming to you for help in the future.
Yeah, it'd be really awesome to give back.
Nice.
I've heard from many that you like football, basketball, baseball, golf, skiing, and tennis.
Yeah.
Which is your, if you could only play one, which is your favorite?
It'd be football.
All right, good man. Good man. And you want to play? You could play in high school?
Yes, I'm playing right now. I'm actually missing football camp today.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a good reason, right? Yeah. It's going to be warm today, so it's probably a good day not to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for sharing your story. And we're in awe of you and this fight, and in awe of the family. And guys, I really thank you for coming by and talking a little bit about your experience at Dana-Farber.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. I hope your dad is like taking everybody to lunch in the city or something today, or walk around Fenway or something good like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we're gonna go get a tour. Hopefully,
all right, get a tour of Fenway. All right,
yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, it is. It's the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You could call 877-738-1234 to give. That's 877-738-1234 this year. The WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Coming up next, 7-year-old Nixon Clark joins the show with his parents to talk about his battle with leukemia.
We come from 16,000 kilometers away from here, and now we live 4 turns from what we consider to be the best gift ever, and that's the Dana-Farber and Boston Children.
You're listening to the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, this is Mookie Betts. Every dollar goes to the cancer care and research at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. You can pitch in today with a $10 gift by texting KCANCER to 20222.
We're back at Fenway. It is day number one of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, which is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. And you can call 877-738-1234. And we have another amazing family with us this morning. I want to say hello to Nixon Clark, who is Nixon. How old are you? Seven?
Seven.
When's your birthday?
May 10th.
May 10th. All right. So 7 and a half, right? Seven and 4 months or something like that.
Yeah.
And Nixon, you got your mom and your dad here.
Yeah.
And you got your brother here.
Yeah.
And it's your brother's birthday today, right?
Yes.
How?
It's
so he gets. So he, I mean, this is your day on the radio, and yet it's his birthday. So he's going to get all the presents. That doesn't seem fair to me.
Yeah, it's not fair.
That's not fair.
It's not fair on me, not him. It's not fair on me.
It's not. Well, maybe will mom and dad give you a gift? My parents always used to give when somebody had a birthday. This probably goes back to like where everybody gets a trophy scenario started. My parents would always give, if it wasn't your birthday, they'd still give you one little gift.
Don't do that, but we probably have to.
I guess we are now.
I should have said. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
So listen, Nixon, I heard that you're a really big AC/DC fan.
Yes.
Which I suppose is not surprising given that you come from Australia. But tell me why AC/DC and not like Olivia Newton-John or some of the...
Do you know who that is?
Do you know who Olivia Newton-John? No, you don't know who.
No.
Olivia, no. So tell me about how your obsession with AC/DC began.
Well, it started about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
When me and Hammer, I came down and Hammer was watching videos of AC/DC and we started fighting.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to watch. And then he said, no. Then Dad came down and said, watch together or you're grounded.
Wow.
So that began your love for AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who's?
And then I just kept watching the video over and over again.
It was annoying.
It was annoying?
Yes.
What's your favorite AC/DC song?
For Those About to Rock.
For Those About to Rock, and that's also Mom's
favorite?
Too
bad.
He stole it.
Too bad.
No, he didn't. He did not.
Actually, all of them.
All of them? Have you ever seen him in concert?
Nope.
No.
All right. We
need a reunion then.
Yeah, I know.
We need to get on that.
Yeah. I think they're still talking about
There's rumors. One knows for sure.
I've been asking Dad about 5 times a day if they're still doing it.
And what's Dad's answer?
I don't know yet.
Stop asking or you're grounded. That's probably what his answer is going to be. I wanted to talk a little bit about, and Mom and Dad, you can feel free to weigh in on this. You guys have a really close relationship with Brock Holt. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, in light of this amazing relationship between the Red Sox and the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber, about how meaningful that has been for the family and for Nixon.
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, we, not being Boston natives, or even we're from Australia, obviously, so baseball's a little bit foreign to us. And when we came here, we enjoyed going to the baseball, and it's fun, it's summer, it's a little bit like cricket, and we loved it. And then when we became patients at the Jimmy Fund, the relationship with the Red Sox just became kind of... It was really weird. It was so strong and so connected. It was almost like one organization in some ways. And the way they lift the spirits of the kids and help them raise money to try and beat cancer is incredible. And then Brock, on top of that, has been just really cool. Like, it's hard to describe. He's just an average guy who checks in on the kids and he rings them and sees how they're doing, and the best is he checks in on Hamilton and us, and
yeah,
he's just really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you Nixon, you hear from Brock every once in a while?
Yeah.
What's he say?
He tries his Australian accent. It's just not very good.
It's not he doesn't do a very good Australian accent?
No, his dad actually has a better one.
Oh, really? What about when you go to Dana-Farber? What is it about going to Dana-Farber that makes you feel good while you're fighting what you're fighting?
What about the bacon?
The what? Now you got my interest.
Well,
sorry.
Used to be the bacon.
Because,
but about this.
A couple of months ago,
they switched it to turkey bacon.
What?
Oh, no.
Yes.
To turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon.
I can't believe... Why would they do that?
Because it's good for you.
Things that are good...
And Mom thinks the Jimmy Fund should be the one and only place you can have normal bacon all the time.
Where you get whatever you want.
I would agree.
Because every calorie is a good calorie.
I would agree with that. I mean, oh, look. Curtis just got you a giant plate of bacon. Hey, whoa. I know it's your birthday, but let your brother go first. Okay, all right, good. Yay. Yeah, there you go. There's
Wait,
bacon.
Wait, I can have the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yay!
One of Nixon's favorite things to do when he goes to the Jimmy Fund is to dress up, and he'll go as a policeman, or he'll go as Brock, or a football player, or Darth Vader.
Even his Dr. Silverman, he's been known to mimic Dr. Silverman.
It's and he we asked him once why he did it, and he said because it makes people smile, and it makes him feel happy, and it just changes the day. So it's really, it's, and everyone there just treats him so well. And
well, that's what I was going to say from a parent's perspective. I've heard so many times about the amazing relationship between the doctors and the nurses and the patients, and I'm sure that that from a parent's perspective is really important.
It's really incredible from the moment you walk in, and I'll include from the valet, right? So from valet parking all the way through to every lift, down through the check-in desk to the volunteers, the music therapists, the nurses, the doctors, the CAs, every single person, even the pharmacist that you know you can't see but they're there, every single person is in your corner, and they're interested in every person, every patient's story, and not just the patient, the siblings and the parents. And it's a really, it's a whole body, mind and medicine place. And I can't say enough good things about it. And in particular, last year when we were having one heck of a hard year, they, with the Red Sox, with Brock, with the whole community that supports Dana-Farber, made it go away, right? It literally, we can't remember, as much as we know it was horrible, we can't remember the bad days as much as we
can. And you think about the fact that you're never going to know most of those who have given and have made this whole experience possible, you know. Nixon, I also heard you got to ride on a duck boat during the World Series parade. I don't think that's going to happen this year. No, but how was that?
Good.
Yeah? Did you wave at everybody?
It was loud, but
it was loud. Yeah, it was loud. Was there any bacon on the duck boat?
I tried to get to
very
sleep.
Funny.
I actually tried to get to sleep.
You wanted to sleep on the duck boat? Wait, why would you want to sleep on the duck boat?
I was tired.
You were tired? You were tired.
I thought I was going to sleep like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But Brock,
number one.
But Brock's son, Griffin, he just fell asleep.
He fell asleep, yeah. Well, that's when you're a little kid, you want to get as much, and when you're an adult, you want to get as much sleep as possible. Yeah.
Now, if any of Nixon's doctors are listening, earmuffs, I heard that you made it to the highest level in ski school last year, and you were doing some double black diamonds. Is that true?
I did. Yes.
Both you guys did that. Are you kidding? That's amazing.
See.
Si. That's incredible.
See.
Si. I can't even go down like a blue square, or the green circle, or the bunny hill, but you guys are crushing black diamonds. That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah, of course you do.
And Nixon, you're a pretty good golfer, I heard, too.
Yeah.
Yeah? You're playing in some tournaments this summer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You love Tiger, huh?
He's a bit bummed, though.
Oh, no.
He got to the first round. He made the first cut of the PGA's drive, chip and putt. Yeah. But he's... drives are a little bit out of bounds on the second cut.
All of them.
All of them.
So we missed the cut. So we're a bit bummed about golf. Yeah. But that's okay. We're going to try again next year.
You know what? You just go in there with your foot and kick it right out of the woods back into the fairway.
That's illegal.
That's it.
Won't tell.
We're not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, no, it's all right. You're allowed.
I know what to do for my putting and chipping.
Yeah.
Grab the ball, put it in the hole.
That's a great way to. That's an honest way. That's a great way to hit that putt every single time.
That's what my grandfather would do.
Yeah.
He says he can put the hole in 588 yards. You know how?
How?
Hop in a golf cart, drive to the green, put it in the hole.
I think that's the best way to do it, right? That's the best way to do it.
And me and Hammer are like, that's illegal. That's not playing the proper rules.
Uh-huh.
That's doing what you want.
But when you're a grandpa, you can do what you want. No. That's a great thing about being old. You can do whatever you want.
When you're a nurse, you can hit a cow.
Wait a minute. I need to hear more. I think I need...
Nixon has a home nurse, and his home nurse, Bob, will... just told Nixon about his story when he plays golf. He hit a cow.
Oh, he hit a cow. Yeah.
And it went moo.
I'm sure it did. Wouldn't you if you got hit by a golf ball?
I would just faint. I think it was going to the movies.
Ah, pretty good.
Or the moon.
All right. Well, I'm really glad that you came by this morning.
You're welcome.
And I'm
you
glad
are
that,
welcome.
Feel free to take as much bacon with you as you want, Nixon. And I hope we get to talk to you again soon. All right? And we're going to...
Oh, wow.
What do you hear? What do you hear right now? You hear a little...
What are you hearing?
What do you hear? What do you hear?
Who put that on?
That's Ken Laird. That's Ken back at the studio. Put a little AC/DC on for you. All right? This is not Olivia Newton-John. This is AC/DC. All right, Mom and Dad. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
877-738-1234 is the number if you'd like to give, or you can text K-Cancer to 20222. It is the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.